Staying Connected, newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library. Issue 85, Spring 2023. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our Spring 2023 issue, recorded here at the State Library, and my name is Max H. Robinson. And now, on to the news. Welcome, new Talking Books Administrative Specialist, Max H. Robinson. We are excited to announce that on February 21st, 2023, Max H. Robinson joined the staff of the Talking Book and Braille Library as our new Administrative Specialist and Recording Studio Coordinator. In this role, Max will be supporting patrons of Talking Books with programmatic reviews and updates, community outreach and communications, library cataloging, and the production of new and local audio books. Max made the transition to Talking Books from the Library Support and Development Division at the State Library. In his previous role, he worked mainly with grant funding programs to provide essential financial support to libraries throughout Oregon. Max also assisted with continuing education coordination, distributing school library databases, and conducting library outreach. Max comes to Talking Books with years of radio experience working at Oregon Public Broadcasting, as well as many years of administrative experience in commercial and collegiate settings. Max holds a bachelor's degree in communication with a focus in radio and audio production, as well as a master's degree in library science with a concentration in leadership and administration. Upon graduation from Emporia State University in 2022, Max was awarded the Outstanding Master of Library Science Graduate Award from the Beta Phi Mu International Honors Society. This award is given to select individuals with excellent scholastic aptitude, scholarship, and leadership potential. In his free time, Max enjoys taking nature walks with his wife, Laura, and their baby daughter, Abigail. As a family, they share a love for baseball games, performing music in the community, Max plays guitar and Laura sings, learning about the animals at Oregon zoos and aquariums, and, of course, reading. Welcome, Max. Thanks for being a part of Talking Books. Oregon Center for the Book selects 2023 titles. The time of year has arrived for the Talking Book and Braille Library to announce their 2023 selections for which books will represent the Oregon Center for the Book. These books will travel with us to Washington, D.C., in August, to the National Book Festival, where they'll play a prominent role in promoting the literary scene of our state. Read on for the Center for the Book's official selections. Sir Fig Newton and the Science of Persistence by Sonia Thomas, Children's. 12-year-old Mira's summer is looking pretty bleak. Her best friend Thomas just moved a billion and 1 miles away from Florida to Washington, D.C. Her dad is job searching, and he's been super down lately. Her phone screen cracked after a home science experiment gone wrong. And of all the people who could have moved into Thomas's old house down the street, Mira gets stuck with Tamika Smith, her know-it-all nemesis who's kept Mira in second place at the school science fair 4 years running. Little Monarchs by Jonathan Case, Young Adult. Little Monarchs is a new kind of graphic novel adventure, one that invites readers to take an intimate look at the natural world and the secrets hidden within. Elvie and Flora's adventures take place in real locations marked panel by panel with coordinates and a compass heading. Curious readers can follow their travel routes and see the same landscapes, whether it be a secluded butterfly grove on the California coast or a hot springs in the high desert. Through both comic, narrative, and journal entries, readers learn the basics of star navigation, how to tie useful knots, and other survival skills applicable in the natural world. The Day I Die by Anita Hannig. Adult. Lyrical and lucid, sensitive but never sentimental, The Day I Die tackles one of the most urgent social issues of our time: how to restore dignity and meaning to the dying process in the age of high-tech medicine. Meticulously researched and compassionately rendered, the book exposes the tight legal restrictions, frustrating barriers to access, and corrosive cultural stigma that can undermine someone's quest for an assisted death, and why they persist in achieving the departure they desire. Congratulations to the authors of this year's selections. All three books will be made available on audiobook for registered Talking Books patrons by the National Library Service. Meet our customer service assistant, Jasmine Conley. Last December, Oregon Talking Books brought on a new customer service assistant to connect with our readers directly. You may have received or be receiving a call from Jasmine for a few different reasons. She is currently reaching out to new or recently added patrons, checking in on your current services, and following up on people with whom we have not heard from in a while. Jasmine is a friendly voice who comes to us with over 13 years of experience serving low vision users in various optical workplace settings. She is also currently studying public policy and administration at Western Oregon University. Welcome, Jasmine. We are so glad you are here. New audio magazines. Did you know that your library card gives you access to a series of excellent audio magazines? We are happy to report that the National Library Service has recently added over 20 new magazine titles, including Baseball Digest, bi-monthly. Baseball Digest keeps subscribers up to date with current action while infusing the rich history of the game in each issue. Consumer Reports on Health, monthly. Get expert reviews and ratings for health, fitness, and food products from Consumer Reports, and read the latest on drugs, hospital safety, and more. Selecciones del Reader's Digest, monthly. Spanish language version of Reader's Digest. Yoga Journal, monthly. Yoga Journal is your source for yoga pose instruction, sequences, free video classes, guided meditations, and information on the yogic lifestyle. Please check our website for the full list of available titles. Talking Books closures. Talking Books will be closed on the following holidays: May 29th, Memorial Day; June 19th, Juneteenth; July 4th, Independence Day; September 4th, Labor Day. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing books. Be sure to get any book requests in several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. End of newsletter. This ends our Spring 2023 newsletter. Thank you and have a great day. This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at talkingbooks.oregon.gov. Contact the Talking Book and Braille Library if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services in Staying Connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.